Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
It's 7 minutes past seven. Well, needless to remark, the papers, obviously, are wall-to-wall about the late Sinead O'Connor, God rest her, and rightly so. It is a tribute to them that they have been able to pull together so many different facets of her life, and people who knew her well writing about her. Tom Dunn does a fine piece in the front of the Irish Examiner. A child of Ireland, our girl Sinead, our beloved friend, he writes, the news of Sinead O'Connor's passing is a bitter blow, a true shock. She was a star. She was the reason performers are called stars. Her talent shone bright and clear. It lit up the world. The prospect of a world without her is overwhelmingly sad. And it's a fine piece. He said, it's hard to believe she's gone. I still see that impish smile she gave at the end of her last Late Late Show performance. Our girl Sinead, one of us, our beloved, funny, loving, incredibly gifted friend. The Vulnerable Power and Pure is the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mail this morning. Her unique voice and take no prisoners defiance. The Guardian also have her. Barry Egan has a fine piece in the Irish Independent this morning, where he says, I hope Sinead O'Connor realised how much all of us in Ireland and in the wider world loved her. I suspect she didn't deep down understand what we all felt about her. Nothing compared to Sinead. A testament to this fact is that today Ireland is in mourning over the death of one of our greatest ever singers. And he says, all of us wish she was still with us. She was warm and witty and very mischievous. And I don't think Irish people will ever stop loving her. I just hope she knew that. There's a great picture, but there's photographs of her life right through, and all the various different guises in which she presented herself. And John Maher's a good piece. He also writes about Inside in the Independent. Time can't dim the memory of that voice and her supreme talent. And there's a picture of herself with Gay on the Late Late Show in May 1999. That was Gay's last Late Late Show, where he interviewed her. And he had a great affection for her, and she for him, which I think was always evident. But I only met her once, and she was in flying form. She was in great form, and she was lovely company. But like colleagues like Tom Dunn and Dave Fanning, who would have known her well and interviewed her many times over the years, and they would know her, and they would know her ups and downs and the travails in her life. But she was a very special person. She had a very special talent. Obviously, she was a great singer. I mean, that's just, you don't even have to go there and have a conversation about that. It's just a fact. But by all accounts, deep down, she was so committed to issues and things she felt strongly about. And she didn't hold back. And that didn't always make her a popular person. But she was a popular person. She was a bright person. She was, as the fellow said, she was a child of Ireland, our beloved friend, our girl, Sinead. God rest her.
Father!
7:50 it is, and lots of messages, of course, coming into us this morning about the late Sinead O'Connor. I keep on saying the late, just doesn't make any sense. Shocking news last night about Sinead. Nothing required today. A lot of music, do the talking. Rest in peace, Sinead, with your baby Shane. That's Orna O'Brien Woods. That's a lovely message. God rest her lovely soul, a rebel with cause. Again, very good phrase. So many songs. I will always love her version of The Foggy Dew, says Michael Rickard. Marta, I recollect Sinead did an incredible version of Silent Night. That's true, which you play every year, obviously. Maybe not a good time to play it, but I recollect her incredible performance of it, says Antoine Kiley in Sligo in Limerick. God rest her soul. And very sad news about Sinead O'Connor. This is Frances Larrigan, our pal Frances. Gone way too soon. But if there's any solace, her pain and troubles are far behind her, and her soul is at rest and reunited with her beloved son Shane. Funnily enough, your opening song this morning reminded me of one of my favourite songs by Sinead in the Royal Family episode, The Queen of Sheba. For Nana's death scene, the music used was Sinead O'Connor singing Scarlet Ribbons. It was so powerful and emotional. A reminder to all that we know not the day nor the hour, and to live life with love.
I peeped in to say
through the papers this morning and the wonderful coverage about Sinead O'Connor. There's a great headline from Michelle McGlynn, or probably related to his nibs, Michelle McGlynn in the Examiner. She says, Sinead was just so her own person. It's the one thing she really was, because, you know, she was making music since she was 15. Actually, it's a great photograph of her, just those beautiful eyes, and she's boring into you from, I think it's Terry O'Neill took the picture, if I'm not mistaken. It's a beautiful photograph. A passionate campaigner for victims of abuse. And I remember somebody talking about her, somebody who's been less than kind. I remember years ago, I remember somebody said, she's not wrong, you know. When you look now, her voice of music communicated a world of heart. All of these things that people say about her. She was an amazing woman. Troubled, of course, difficult at times, fiery, but very distinctive, and very warm and very caring and very genuine and very honest. That's for sure.
I had to let it happen. I had to change. Couldn't stay all my life down at heel. nothing impressed me at all. I never expected it to. Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance.
The papers this morning, they are full of people discussing if Sinead they knew or if they didn't know, talking about her music and all the rest of it. What I like about it is that there are people writing, Dave Fanning is writing in one of the papers this morning, he's quoted, and he's been on the telly for a lot of the morning. Tom Dunn has a lovely piece in the Irish Examiner. Barry Egan, who refers to Sinead O'Connor as the funniest woman on the planet, sang of Ireland's torment, and she did. And I mentioned earlier on, where did I see it? Maybe it was the Mail I saw it. I mentioned earlier on that I thought that she did an edition of The Meaning of Life with Gay on the telly. And indeed she did. That in 2009 she sat down with Gay to do The Meaning of Life. I hope they're going to show that on the telly. I think it'd be worth certainly worth seeing. But she was a troubled soul, but she was a wonder. And the more you listen to her voice and the more we have over the years, the more you realise how many different roads, how many different paths she went down when it came to music. She'd go all sorts of different roads and they all worked, which was interesting when you think about it, because she would take some traditional tunes, you think that'll hardly work, and it did, because whatever focus she had was just on the ball every single time. As I said earlier on, I only met her once, and she was lovely to meet. She was very good company at the table. She really was. She was lovely, but I don't know her the way other people did. I never interviewed her. Dave Fanning, I think she did her first interview with Dave, and if I'm not mistaken, may well have done her last interview with Dave, because she did one with him recently, and he knew her very well. But anyway, these people who knew her are saying amazing things about her this morning, and rightly so. And we're just really remembering this great, fiery woman, this strong woman, and yet sensitive and troubled woman too. But she was a true phenomenon and a true daughter of Ireland. God rest her. Lots of messages to share with you this morning about her, and I just discovered, I'll play this in a second, this is just mad. I know you're in a date, it says Gráinne this morning, Gráinne O'Rourke from Fairhouse. It says, rightly so, with messages about the sad passing of Sinead O'Connor. But I wanted to share a special memory from 91 and 92. A few of us were involved in making an awareness fundraising video for a large Irish children's charity, all on a shoestring budget. Sinead found out about it, made a generous donation, and then they made an appearance at the launch event. All very low key and understated. Yesterday, Grab Adam Dealish, God rest her. That's like Gráinne from Fairhouse, and lots of messages coming through. I just found this. This is Chiquitita by Sinead O'Connor. At least it says it is. You wouldn't lead me astray now.
Chiquitita, tell me what's wrong.
That's her.
You're in shame.
Finish up with a final track from Sinead O'Connor this morning. Just listening to her, says John and Tip, what a loss. She was certainly controversial, but one always felt an innate goodness in her. It's so terribly sad. I hope she's finally at peace. And Blewett was on to say she came to Ireland and went to the ladies in a pub in Black Rock one time, washing their hands, and beside them, fixing her clothes in front of the mirror. My friend said, that's Sinead O'Connor. And I said, no, it isn't. My friend said, it is. We kept going on, and she was laughing, and then she left. May she rest in peace with her beautiful son, Shane. And there's a photograph in The Guardian this morning of Sinead. It's a portrait from 1992. Her head is shaved. She's wearing an old-style top, and her head is kind of tilted to the side, and she has a cigarette in her ear, and it's just a beautiful portrait from Jane Brown. We'll leave you with Brian Kennedy and Sinead O'Connor together. I dreamt I dwelt in marble halls. God rest her.
Side. And of all who Listening to Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.